Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, beautiful souls, and welcome to a New Earth Radio Network. I am your host, Paige Hall Ferraro. We are here on this planet to live a life filled with passion, unconditional love, vibrant health, and to fulfill our soul's divine purpose. Now is the time for us to fully embrace unity consciousness and to co-create from within the infinite flow of who we really are and why we are here. The purpose of this network is to provide vibrational awareness, ascension guidance, and sustainable tools for living as one on our new earth. When we embrace unity consciousness, we feel with our hearts and merge with our souls to remember that all is one. Everyone is invited. Please share with us what you wish to hear more about. What is your vision in the new, and how do you raise vibrations within and around you? Let's co-create, for it is together that we raise up and make a difference. I am honored to be with you in this now. As we share, we create unity. You plus me equals we. Welcome to the manifestation of now.
Well, good evening, beautiful souls. And welcome to a New Earth Radio Network and many equinox blessings to all who are tuning in with us this evening. We are about 20 minutes so-called ahead of schedule because of an error on Blog Talk Radio's scheduling. So this is going to actually be a shorter show this evening with the recording with our special guest. Because I won't have time actually now to do the introduction and to deliver the messages that I had that came through. So there must be a reason for that. So I'm just going to go with the flow and begin the show. And if you are calling in and want to listen on your phone, that number is 929-477-3386. And again, that number is 929-477-3386. And I want to thank everybody for your support of this network. And if you want to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, please do. You can do that via my website, pagehallferraro.com. And I would love a donation to keep this network going. This is a free service for all, and I do not accept any profits from my guests through their services or their packages. And so I would love a donation today. You can also do that through my website as well if you feel guided. And to those who have been assisting me to keep this show on the air, thank you so much from my heart to yours. And so I'm going to go right into the introduction for our guests so that Blog Talk does not cut us off. just so you know that this is a chat, a conversation with one of my dearest friends and sisters of light, Malene Lafont, and she has been a guest on our network for I think this is probably her sixth time since I've been on the, since I've been hosting radio for the last 6 years, I think, 7 years. So I'm delighted to have her back with us. And really, since I already sent out a newsletter to those who subscribe, you can see my specials and what is going on. And maybe I'll come back on the air tomorrow to do a show with some messages that came through from the crystals and some messages about the event and the solar diamond light codes. So let me get into the introduction for our guest then. I'm absolutely delighted to share the air with Malene this evening. And for those who aren't familiar with her work, Malene works with Master Saint Germain as her divine companion, as well as the Ascended Master Realms and the Pleiadians. As a conduit, she holds the frequency of a gatekeeper to help and assist humanity to embody their own source presence of light within their current vehicle to transform into the light body Merkaba, or the vehicle of Christ light and solar Christ consciousness, on the level that is possible. She brings forth knowledge from her inner being, gained insights, personal experiences, and inner wisdom through various formats. This includes the energy, frequencies, and intel from the galactics and master beings from the multidimensional level of light and source. For this segment, Malene and I have a conversation about the importance of going within, the physical embodiment of ascension, the energies leading into the equinox portal, co-creating a new earth with focused intent, and becoming the face of self-mastery. Malene offers sessions in healing, audio activations, light language, and guidance. And she has several courses and free tools as well as readings. I highly, highly recommend being in touch with Malene for her services. She is pure and authentic and one of the highest vibrational divine feminine balanced way showers, gatekeepers, and light workers that I know and have the privilege to call my friend. And so I'm going to go right into the recording that Malene and I shared yesterday. And if I have time to come back on after the recording, I certainly will to close out the show. So happy equinox, everybody. Stay centered and anchor this light. Well, hi, Malene. Are you there?
Hi, Paige. I am here.
Well, happy equinox.
Yes, have a blessed and a beautiful magical equinox to all of you.
Equinox, new moon, blue magnetic storm, gateways. It's like a never-ending cycle.
The only constant there is change itself. That's what the wise master Saint Germain always keeps on repeating to everyone. And it's true.
It is. It's the one thing we can always count on.
It is.
It's true. It's absolutely true. So with each cycle, you know, that we spiral through, up and out, you know, brings the next wave of what is, you know, what is next. So even though it is now, it certainly does feel like we're going through the wash cycle, for sure.
Yeah.
You know. So how are you doing? We're so happy to have you back on the radio show. This is, I don't know, maybe the sixth time you've been on the network, but it's been a while. I think it's been a year.
I think, yeah, even over a year. I've been off radar for a long time, completely at times, and just a little bit less online and active in writing and speaking. But yeah, I've been more offline, like at a site track or something like that. But I was still present.
Yeah. I mean, I think many, you know, are, you know, same, you know. I think some are, you know, just, you know, maybe doing the inner work or not, you know, not online as much. I mean, I feel like we're just, you know, so many of us just going through, again, so much of a deep process. And, you know, and it's okay, you know, to not be online, you know, or to not be, you know, doing so much, you know, when we are called. And, you know, listening to other things that we need to pay attention to. So, well, I'm just happy to have you back, and I know our listeners are as well.
I'm happy to be back as well. Really, I am. It's been like a sabbatical year of a lot of inner transformation, and it's like they've been prepping me to be ready to go out again and partake in life and be on the playground again, you know.
Yeah, good, because we're happy, we're happy you're back, and, you know, I've already received messages on Facebook and emails, you know, that everybody is happy that we're doing the show, and everyone loves when we do our show, so, you know, I mean, I think, like, you know, people want, you know, So often people really want answers, and I know that for you and I, we kind of come up with the same conclusion in a sense that what we are just encouraging others to do is sort of like we're not going to give answers to anyone else, you know, unless we've actually gone through it ourselves, you know, like. It's, I always say, you know, I can't give permission. I give others permission to do what I've already done. So what I do, I'm giving everybody else permission to do. So if I'm avoiding my inner work, then I'm saying, okay, you can avoid your inner work. You know, if I am working and releasing and really clarifying my mission and my purpose and letting go and releasing and dealing with my stuff, then I'm giving, you know, others permission to do the same, because it's really a rebound, you know, effect. So I know that you and I have talked about this a lot lately, that, you know, it seems to be that there's so many just looking really for answers, and when the answer really is, you know, you've got to do the work. So I think that you and I are both on the same page on that. Yeah,
absolutely. I've been experiencing it myself, like you and many others. It's fine to have information. It's fine to go to people who can do the intuitive work when you feel stuck or blurry. I do it too at times when I really am stuck, because you're emotional too close to yourself or to the situation. It's fine to do it, but at the same time, yeah, it's been a growth process for all of us, and I too find it very important that people just, you know, do the inner work and I call it an investigation process within themselves, because there's nothing more freeing in that sense to find the answers yourself through experience and through exploring than to have it handed over by somebody else who's, you know, going to dig for you in your subconscious mind.
Right.
But it at times it's helpful. Just don't become depending on that source of information or the people that are passing on this information, because then you have people that, and I see it a lot of times, and I was one of them too, I have to say honestly, a few years back, that would just, you know, continue to wait for messages to be channeled and, you know, having their life behind a computer completely focused on what is passed on from on high and forget about their lives on earth, forget about that they're the master incarnations that are going to fulfill what is being channeled through their, you know, life and experience and their beingness. And that's why we have to do the work ourselves.
I was just going to say the same thing, that, you know, I was also that way. And it actually, you know, and the thing is, we're not sitting, you know, saying that we're still not of service, you know, as guides and mentors. And, you know, we are here to assist because of what we, of what comes through us and what our purposes are. And so that's how we assist. That's actually how everybody assists, with what their strengths are. And that's not what we're saying. But I remember when I was, I got completely, well, I mean, I take responsibility for it. You know, I completely got sidetracked, which is really interesting. It was, you know, I would say the end of 2013, the beginning of 2014, I became really sidetracked on, wait a minute, I shouldn't say this, or I shouldn't do this, or I shouldn't do that, or, you know, because it wasn't like the sort of correct way to write, or the correct way to express. And I became really sidetracked because I was really listening to what others were saying, what was going on, except for, you know, and really I started to doubt myself and not trust myself with what I was receiving and how I felt about how I should proceed. So I do feel, you know, it is, you know, very important. And we've been talking a lot about that too this year already, you know, really from like November on to September onward, you know, it's always about, you know, discernment. And, you know, just it's so important now, you know, really more than ever, you know, because there's so many titles, you know, out there that I see, like, continue to create, like, another hierarchy, you know, when really at the end of the day, we're pretty much all, I feel, you know, in a similar boat. We've either been there, or we will probably get there, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. The only reason, in my experience, is that why a hierarchy exists is because we as a human mind, we created that to be able and understand the higher energies and the frequencies, because for the mind, it is very difficult to grasp upon something that is so expanded and of equality, or even of a zero point, you know, frequency where it's everything and nothing at the same time. It's hard to grasp that. The mind cannot pinpoint it. It cannot, you know, hook into it and keep it, hold it. And so the mind creates hierarchies, levels, names, individuality, colors, smells, in order to be able and give it a place in the format of understanding. You know, when you work, you know that, Paige, when you work with higher frequencies, let it be masters or angelics or dolphins or galactics, whatever it is for you, there is a difference in sensation, how they feel and how they appear, but again, it's our perception of it. And in essence, it's actually a source of energy that is just being played out and experienced in different frequencies and levels that it wishes to experience itself and that it wishes or that is being perceived by another format or aspect of the same, which is us in human body.
Yeah, totally. You know, our multidimensionality. We perceive. That's what I feel is so fascinating as well. You know, with the many ways that we do perceive too, you know. And I actually am finding that I love what's coming forward now. I mean, I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, with the different the various ways of expression, you know, that are coming forth now. And sometimes, you know, all the triggers, you know, again, it could just be one, you know, something that someone writes or draws or videos or channels or, you know, music that comes forth, and it acts as a trigger. And so we are able to, I feel, in many ways, use our discernment. I just feel like when someone just keeps searching and searching and searching, you know, then, you know, it becomes really way too much going outside, you know, of themselves. And, you know, we're merging the upper and the lower bodies now, you know. So it's coming, I feel, at us at a very fast pace now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a growth process where we've expanded our consciousness. We've like been introduced into higher cosmic levels and solar levels. We've been like ascending to higher dimensions on an ethereal and a physical level. And then it's like there was a switch. I feel it was in 2013, early mm-hmm. 2014, mm-hmm. where we made a switch from, you know, going outside, expanding outside, merging with the frequencies and the outer worlds and realms, back to the inner plane on the human level, on the physical level, on the heart level. Mm-hmm. And then the mastering, the process of the mastering began. I feel that was where we were introduced to in 2013, 2014, something like that.
That is like perfectly, I feel the exact same. That's perfectly expressed. Yeah. No, because I feel it, you know, intricately, you know, yeah. You know, up to 2012, we were, you know, really, like you said, you know, integrating all of the energies and the frequencies, you know, outside of ourselves that were coming in. And then, boom, you know, we had to go in and really, you know, really integrate those energies. Because it was sort of like in 2012 where, you know, we were sort of, I feel you were too, because we were bringing in the, you know, messages and, you know, the messages and sharing of those messages, you know, to anyone that wanted to listen, because there was so much happening, you know. And then there was like, wow, this is a really inward
yeah.
process. It wasn't really expressed that way before. You know, I know that Kara Shalik, you know, she expressed it that way. She's one of the ones that I remember who always sort of expressed it that way, you know. But I found that we got even more of a wake-up call, you know, than we did even in 2012. I think that in 2012 we sort of thought that things would magically take off and shift. You know,
yeah. Yeah. And that magically there was a paradise that was going to appear. Yeah, I think a lot of people, including myself, had these thoughts. And it's like you said, exactly. It was a lot of beautiful energies and things that were coming in. And then there was a lot of speculation about what this event in 2012 would be. And so it was totally not what we imagined, because it was more like an internal process, a feeling. And for me, it felt like, okay, now in 2012, we stepped into the phase of mastery. And that's exactly how it is still unfolding, because since then, if you look back, how much have we been descending back into our physical bodies? How much have we been like feeling and experiencing on a physical level through our cells, through our DNA, our human body, since 2012, a lot. And it continues to intensify even. And I feel like it's like in 2012, like, okay, this is an ascension shift. Let's go back into the body and anchor these energies, bring down these energies, and be the embodiments of this ascension process and just walk the lands as you go and, you know, do and be as you are as you go, expand as you go, integrate as you go, but through your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that, you know, I say on the show quite a bit. Was that, you know, I wasn't very popular, you know, when I wanted to talk about the physical ascension. You know, nobody really wanted to, people were kind of tired of dealing with their bodies and having to take care of themselves and so forth, right? Because they sort of thought, oh, well, ascension will just take care of that, you know. And I'm finding that now more than ever, because of the quote-unquote ascension side effects or ascension symptoms, etc., we are having to embody, you know, we're merging our light bodies, again, our upper and our lower chakras, our upper and lower systems, you know, our galactic and our many layers of ourselves are absolutely merging. And that is a lot of energy. And then we're having to, you know, when we have the cosmic rays and the assistance from the other planets in our galaxy, and we have the a new energy system from the new galaxies coming in. We have to integrate and hold all of this light in our containers in order to really anchor that light here, and it has become an extremely physical process. And it really wasn't a popular way to look at it. Nobody wanted really to talk about the actual physical body. And I feel now we are we were forced to discuss it because of the intense physical symptoms that is occurring, you know, through the heart chakra with the diamond light heart, the diamond light body, you know, is all, you know, via the heart chakra. And that's how we're anchoring that light. And so it affects all of the systems in the physical body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, you and I have, you know, talked personally about this as well, with the physical adjustments that we've gone through. And, you know, that's why it's so important, you know, to take really good care of yourself, you know, because even, you know, the nature spirits and the divas and, you know, we're just intricately connected. I try to, you know, explain this as best I can in the transmissions that come through. You know, you know, but it seems that sometimes it just gets forgotten, you know, that we have to take care of this physical vessel.
There's no other way because you're more in the body, so you have to take care of the body, like you said. And, you know, we have proved that we're ascending and that we're expanding our consciousness because there are so many new things in the universe that is being discovered, which are signs that our consciousness is expanding. Otherwise, there would not be new inventions or new things that are discovered in the universe and beyond. And every time there's a discovery in the universe of new black holes or new planets or new galaxies or stars, whatever it is, even life forms, it is, like you said, it's intrinsic linked with our bodies and with us, because when there's a portal or a galaxy that is newly discovered or opening or being birthed in the universe, it is simultaneously also existing and being birthed in our body, in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
there's more out there that is coming to our consciousness. So there's also a lot more from our own bodies in ourselves that is coming to our attention too. It's not only the releasing and the transmuting, but it's like new ways of energies, you know, being opened in our own bodies as well.
You know, it's yeah, absolutely, because it's, you know, we are the free energy source. You know, the free energy source is being, you know, it's being rebirthed, you know, through us. And, you know, we are the ones, really, right? You know, it's such a common saying, right? But we are the ones, you know, that we are waiting for. And we are the shakers and the movers and the way showers and the gatekeepers and the game changers. And, you know, this is a spectacular show, you know, if you want to step back and you know, out, you know, and look at everything, you know, that's happening on this planet. It's pretty phenomenal, you know, mm-hmm. that so many of us are being brought together because of the ascension. And it's beautiful, and it can also be very, very frustrating, you know, as well, because of, you know, people don't want to let go of the cycles and the, you know, the titles and so forth. And that's interesting as well, you know, because we don't want to repeat the same cycles and the same patterns. We're not just moving on to new leaders. We're really moving into more authenticity, integrity, and equality, you know, and that takes really, you know, a being that's really, really worked on themselves in order to have that humble sort of leadership qualities. And, you know, we're really, it's a really intense period. You know, I have to say that one of the things that maybe we could talk about is there's been so much talk, you know, about, it's so difficult to put dates out there. And I feel that, you know, all of these important dates, right, that we move through these gateways, and like you said, you know, our consciousness is evolving and expanding, because look at what is available to us now, for instance, for like sound healing, frequency and vibration, you know, just like Tesla, you know, taught, you know, the future is, you know, frequency, sound and vibration, something like that. And, you know, we are now living that now. And it always amazes me, you know, when we have, again, these messages that are coming forth, you know, from supposedly, you know, the super consciousness field that are talking about, you know, this, the grand event. So then when we have this, when we have a spike in a certain gateway, okay, especially like the equinox, you know, the equinox, you know, is the light, you know, the dark turning, you know, turning, you know, shifting into the light. And part of the, you know, the northern hemisphere, and then it switches, you know, the opposite in the southern hemisphere. You know, when we have this, oh, there's a spike in the, like you were saying, you know, in the photonic light, there's a spike in the Schumann resonance, you know, it creates this sort of collective wave, you know, of excitement. Oh, are we all going to ascend right now? I don't know. I'd like to maybe know what your feelings are on that, or Saint Germain, or if you've had any, if you feel like sharing, if you've had any insights on that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
What I've learned and what I feel and know is that things called like the event.
Mm-hmm.
Or ascension, because before it was called ascension, now it's called the event. It's just a different name with the same color, or the same name with a different color, like you want to look at it. But it's an ongoing process. It's not just something that happens on a certain date or moment and then there's this result. No, it's an ongoing process to me in the event. So it's every day is the event, because every day there's this opportunity. Mm-hmm. Every day there's a vortex of opportunities that lies within you. And yes, you have solstice energies, you have equinox energies, you have lunar portals, solar portals, alignments. You have a lot of astrology signs and events taking place, and they are a little bit momentums and opportunities where such things like the event or the ascension, the ongoing process, is being spiked up, like it's like a huge blaze of fire that just peaks at a moment where there's a hundred or a thousand times more energies that will erupt, you know, and that will take place. And then it's important to keep your focus on being grounded and centered, so that you can be the conduit for these energies, and so that you as a universe on your own, on yourself, can start to expand and seed and birth and pass on and, you know, explore and live. So it's important during these portals. I do feel also that each time there's an equinox, especially, that it's really intense.
Mm-hmm.
But beside of these portals, I feel that the event is every day. It's what we're doing. It's what we're breathing. It's what we're living at the moment. And it's been going on for quite a long time.
Yep, exactly. It's what I feel as, you know, new Earth is really right, you know, new Earth is right now. And, you know, new Earth is each one of us creating, you know, having that opportunity in every moment to make a change, to shift, you know, to remember that mm-hmm. we are, you know, that we are infinite, and that, you know, that we are here to really to work and coexist with each other and to raise the vibrational frequency, because every time that we choose, you know, to harm another, to, you know, steal or, you know, take from another, every time that we choose to not be accountable, you know, it creates, I feel, that cycle of karma. And if we choose to not, we can't just say, oh, we're not in the cycle of karma anymore. Folks are still choosing to create it. So the new Earth is right here and right now. Like you said, I love that the event, you know, is every day. You know, it's an every choice that we either, you know, accept and flow and expand, or we, you know, kick and scream and resist. And go ahead, I heard you.
I wanted to add something before I forget it, because I feel like a push that I need to bring this intel, and that is that it is like those moments when there are dates that are pronounced, that are important time frames to do a collaboration collectively, like, for example, global meditation, unity meditations, activations, grit work. I do feel these are a positive opportunity for the collective to, you know, bound and bring together their intention, their focus, their field of expertise, their power. And so it's very positive to participate in that. And I feel they are created and birthed so that people would collaborate and, you know, bring together their focus and their power to bring a shift or to seed and create certain opportunities that are part of the new Earth. Beside of that, we're creating new Earth every day, every now moment. But people need sometimes so-called events that are put out there
mm-hmm.
into the movements and dates or time frames, mm-hmm. so that people bring together their power of intention. If that would not exist, imagine that we're in a world where there are no events being placed, nor no equinox portal, no unity meditations, and so on, then people will sit and wait for the event to come. And if people sit and wait, mm-hmm. there's no birthing of creativity. There's no intention. There's no creative working with their powers, you know, and people would just sit and wait for it. Nothing will
right.
just, you know, happen.
Right. Absolutely.
Why the higher world would channel through those messages. I feel it's not per se that message, but it's the intention that the channel then perceives as a message to actually bring together the collective on a momentum where the entire world or a large part of the community in the world would focus at the same moment on the same things, using their gifts, their powers, their heart intentions. And then we're actually creating the event, accelerating the event, and we need that in a way. We
mm-hmm.
do need that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but just keep in mind, I always say to my clients, keep in mind that every day is an opportunity. Every now moment is an opportunity to create, accelerate, and shift and bring about your own new realm, to bring about your own event in your own way.
Well, it is. I mean, it can be, you know, it's sort of like, you know, those that would feel, okay, well, I'm, you know, every Sunday I'm going to go to church, and that's going to be the day of the week, you know, that I gather, that I congregate, you know, with others, and that we, you know, that we forgive and pray. But the minute I walk out that door, you know, I have a choice of, you know, whether I'm going to carry that vibration of forgiveness and prayer, right? Whether I'm going to carry that within my heart, you know, and truly, you know, embrace and be the Christed consciousness within myself, or if I'm just going to, you know, focus that on just one day. But I do feel what you're saying, that yes, definitely to have these portals and these windows of opportunity, you know, to gather, to have a focused intent, for the collective. And that's also with these radio shows as well, with the network, you know, when we gather, when we get together, and those that are listening, you know, are getting, you know, are receiving, you know, their aha moments, you know, for themselves. And we're all coming together. And I feel that is one thing I do feel that has shifted, you know, in these last 6 years. Is that there's been so many of us, you know, so many of us coming together. To me, I see like this, just this family, this collective family is growing and growing and growing, you know. And there are many, many groups, and, you know, there are goddess circles, there are, you know, there's so many opportunities to gather for the greatest good. For humanity and for the planet, and for, you know, and for also with connecting, you know, with the cosmic energy, with connecting with our galactic families. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the focused intent is very, very important.
You know, there will be a second blue moon this month.
Mm-hmm.
March.
Mm-hmm.
First,
yeah,
is a moon again, and the blue moon is in Libra, and
mm-hmm.
so it is all about being a team player,
yeah.
You know, collaborating with people, doing group work, and you know, the first full moon, 1st of March, was more, you know, in Virgo, so that was like, let's go inside and find some deep seats within in detail, and then the equinox feels like a bridge where the seats will be brought out and be the team player and do something more collectively, you know?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Bringing about, you know, what do we want to focus on? You know, again, that's another thing I'd like to maybe bring up too, is that, as we've been saying throughout the show, is that we are embodying, you know, that love and light, you know, we're anchoring those, that, you know, the love, the higher frequencies, the energies, activating, activating our DNA with the light codes, and but we have to, we still have to live here. You know, we can't just be, like you said, like horizontal. I mean, of course, we're forced to do that sometimes. You know, we have to rest and nourish and take care of ourselves. Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Oh God. It was, yeah, oh God, it is.
You know, but we also have to, you know, we also have to get ourselves, you know, out there and to gather. And, you know, and there is a lot of talk about, there's so much mixed energies as well. And that I feel gets confusing too, because, you know, we do have the youth now that, is rising up, you know, and I feel like running with these energies. You know, we are actually expanding and opening and saying, you know, we are not going to repeat those patterns again. We are going to create the new. And I feel, again, that is also, you know, the signs of a new earth. And of a, you know, of an event, you know, whether that also be, you know, the Me Too movement as well, and the children making a stand, you know, for themselves. I feel it, you know, that if we look at the bigger picture and look at the energy that is creating, you know, it's dissolving the facades and the barriers and the programs. You know, so there is a lot of really great, great events happening, you know, now. And I feel like we're just going to continue to have, you know, these opportunities, you know, to rise. You know, and then, of course, you know, it can also be, you know, very exhausting, you know, very, very exhausting. I personally, you know, would really love to see more of us, you know, more of us coming together, you know, bringing our skill sets together, so that we can have more what I call new earth communities, you know, so that we are all using our skill sets, so that we don't have to still stay in systems that aren't working, you know. And I mean, I know that's why I'm here. You know, I know that my purpose is for oneness and unity, and, you know, remembering that. You know, it's going to be very interesting, I feel, after the equinox, and like you said, with the next moon, you know, where we're going. And as we go into, of course, then there'll be the June solstice, and we'll go into the summer months, which I'm feeling are going to be also very, very powerful.
They usually are. The solstice and then the Lionsgate are usually tremendous, effectively, and the consciousness awakening of people. So there's a lot continuously happening, like you said. And yeah, it's there's a lot more happening on a physical level, not only through the physical bodies, but just on Earth. If you look around you, all the crazy stuff that is happening, the toxicity that is, you know, erupting on different levels, like the Me Too campaigns are also a little bit about, you know, the female wounds and the toxicity of abuse, and it's the Scorpion energies. So, yeah, it's a lot on a physical level, so it will continue to be that way for sure. But it's on the planetary level that we're working, that we're bringing down, again, the mastery through the embodiment, going back into the body. So I feel that we're going, and you and I discussed it, like, personally also, we're on the same page of feeling that page. I'm sorry, this is a ridiculous joke.
Oh, get it all the time. Turn the page 1, 2, 3.
But that it would be more humanitarian work, like on working with people, not on a physical level, helping people on a more mundane world, you know. Before we were doing service work in awakening the consciousness, awakening people that there's more to life than what they think is, that they're more than a human being, introducing them to the galactic levels and spheres, the celestial spheres and so on. And now I feel we're moving into a time where we're actually are invited to participate more on a mundane world, mingle into groups of people, whether they are awake or not, humanitarian world level, helping people on a more, you know, physical, mundane reality where you're addressing more physical issues, you're focusing more on physical details, and then trying to bring forth an understanding through insights on that level as well. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I know a few that are doing the work that we do, and there's a lot of light workers out there that all of a sudden felt the nudge to do a kind of career or job again into the mundane world. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, we were all feeling guided to leave that behind for a while, and that was to integrate higher spheres and levels of embodiment. And so now that we're doing that, okay, we're good to travel back to the physicality and, you know, nurture from ourselves this energy into the earth and others. And I went back to school to work on a more mundane level as well, to do coaching for people who are not awake, because a lot of people are freaked out if you just mention your spiritual or energy therapist. It's like they freak mm-hmm. out, a lot of people, because they don't understand what it is about. So I just decided to do some school to do coaching. But of course, I'm going to use my intuitive gifts and my other abilities, very slightly subtle, so that people can gain insights from themselves, because that's basically, for me, the key in everything here in this ascension, which is that people get insight. That's the freeing. That's the key to transform, to ascend, to release, to free yourself from a bunch of things, you know, to see everything in a bigger picture, grander, because you're the observer, you're seeing the insights all around you and within you. Does that make sense, what I'm...
It makes lots of sense. That's actually what I was getting at when I was talking about how, you know, in 2013, or in 2012, really, I stopped actually sharing the work actually that I do, which was, you know, I'm a certified life coach. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I became a certified life coach when I actually had to have, you know, 1,200 hours of coaching, you know, clients with, you know, working with me before I could even get certified, whereas now you can get a certification on the internet, you know, and I felt like, well, I can't say that I'm actually a coach, because then it was not appealing, you know, nobody wanted to work with a coach anymore, they wanted more of like a guru, For me, it was all about, no, coaching was, you know, assisting others to come up with the answers themselves through their own process. And I'm just there to show them what they are telling me so that I can assist them with their patterns and breaking out, you know, like you just said. And I felt like I couldn't really express that anymore. I felt that I couldn't express that. I felt I couldn't express being a holistic health practitioner, because nobody wanted to talk about the physical body. They only wanted readings. They only wanted readings and crystal healing and, you know, how do I be psychic, you know, and they didn't want to, you know, do the actual work and the responsibility that comes with developing your telepathy. You know, so there was a lot that I felt like I had to put aside for years, and then that took me out actually of believing in my own self and what I had to offer. I completely applaud you and agree that, you know, where now you're like, wait a minute, I have all of these skill sets. These are my skill sets. I mean, not only that, but, you know, you were also, you know, a nurse before that, and you're a mother, and you are bringing all aspects of yourself and, you know, all of your skill sets into a new training so that you can now use that training to help even on a broader spectrum. And I love that. And I feel that some people are starting to do that as well. I feel like others are, you know, if they were in the, again, in the nursing field, you know, they're starting to look at, okay, wait a minute, I'm, you know, really seeing that there's results with sound healing. You know, so they're starting to become certified as a sound healer, like using tuning forks and so forth in their practices. And I'm seeing, you know, that we're starting to expand and utilize our skill sets. And I feel like by doing that, we are of greater service. Absolutely. And
I see that. It's also, you know, when you're doing that, you're doing it for yourself as well. You're expanding your own visions and insights.
Mm-hmm.
You're reviewing a lot of things and you're reopening new realms.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely for both ways.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, sorry, I had to put a mint in my mouth because I was going to cough and I didn't want to cough.
That's fine.
Excuse me. Yes. And I think that's one of our points, is like to let our listeners know that, look, you know, those of that who are listening, that I hear that a lot. Well, I'm still sort of, you know, I'm still in this job or I'm still doing that job. You know, you don't need to leave, like, unless you're completely miserable. you know, you don't have to leave, you know, the job. You know, maybe you can bring something that you're passionate about into that position that you're in, you know, so that you can expand that, you know, position and, you know, the expansion of yourself into that position. And I feel that's, you know, really
yes.
What we're doing. You know, I mean, I think it's wonderful that you decided to do this, you know, because what do you feel that, what are people, you know, coming to you for right now? You know, what, I know that you have the channeling course, you know, that you're going to be teaching there in Belgium. You know, I'm still, as far as, you know, I feel like people come to me for various reasons, you know. What do you feel that people most really want right now? I mean, what's your perspective on that? And, you know, what are people coming to you for? Because
over the years, it was readings, a lot of readings. Because even now, after a few years, people still get information from the readings. Years beyond it, and say like, wow, we get more from it now than when we got it at the time given. But now it's been, you know, that's why I created a channeling course, because people are so fond of having just the kind of, you know, like a kind of merging or connection with their guides, whether it be ascended masters or galactics or, you know, whatever of your preference is. It gives people like hope. It gives a good feeling. It gives a good sensation. You know, it's the closest that they can get to these energies, at least in their own mind perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with the idea like, I want that people have the experience that I have when I channel, which are phenomenal experiences, out of body experience. I mean, I'm so grateful that I've ever had those. They are beautiful. But at the same time, I realized that you become depending on these energies at a certain point if you start channeling them, because you take everything for truth that is being given to you as a message, and you're losing yourself a little bit, because when you're channeling, you're putting aside your personality, you're putting aside your mental thoughts, and you're an open conduit to receive whatever passes through as information or light codes. And so you're losing yourself in a way, in that sense. So I was like, I'm going to create a course so that people can do this themselves, so that they do not become depending and needing on certain information channeled through a certain conduit. Because for some people, it became even addiction is a very heavy word, but in a sense it was, they have a good feeling when they read and receive their channelings, because they feel like a kind of close connection with the guides that is channeling the message, and it gives a very good vibe. And so people want more of that and more frequent of that. And so they forget about themselves. They forget about the connection with themselves. So I made a course to help people, and here's a tool. You can do all of that by yourself, on your own, and you will no longer need me or anyone else to do it for you. What a great gift it is to have the sensation yourself of how it feels to talk with your guides, to have a merging with your guides or with your higher self. It is beyond imaginary how it feels to merge with those energies. I can tell you that. It's like a billion of orgasms in every cell of your body. I mean, who doesn't want that? You know?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So that was like basically the reason why I just created a course. Like, here's a tool, and you can experience it yourself, which is for me more important than that people would, you know, start relying on you. I don't want that at all, because everyone can connect with themselves, of course. And so people that come now are more people that are starting to want and do the inner work and the insight work. And so they usually ask for Skype sessions, but that are really clients that are really ready for that, that are wanting to invest in themselves. But still, the majority of my clients are those who really request a reading and a healing work. And so I would advise to those people, do the channeling course, because there's parts in it where you do clearing work, profound clearing work as well, not only, you know, the basic steps to do connection with your guides, but also the clearing work and getting to know yourself and, you know, the centering and the releasing of a lot of stuff and activation of higher bodies, Taurus field, Merkaba. And then I have a second course, which is the Purging Quest package. And this includes the channeling course online. And it includes five sessions, like a chakra reading, a healing in person or on remote. You know, if you live in Belgium, we do it in person, of course. A Skype session, an implant removal, and a reading. You receive a reading, a channeled reading as well. And it's actually a quest that takes about 10 months, let us say, where you go through a transformation process with one-on-one personal guidance from me continuously, you know, also in between the sessions we call or email, you know. And I have, like, clients doing this course right now, and they're, like, not even halfway, and they told me, like, Maline, this course is, wow, we have transformed on so many levels, work, relationship, personality, you know, your personal feel and how you are happy with yourself, attracting new jobs, new relationships, and so on. They've, like, our world has just changed tremendously after, like, two sessions already, and we're not even halfway your course. And they're happy. They're finding, like, a renewal within themselves. And that's why I create those courses, so that people start to find it in themselves, experience in and with themselves, and do it with themselves and within themselves. And for me, that's most important, and that's a treasure for me. I prefer that than to do a course where you are continuously relying on a guru or, you know, someone who is giving you teachings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, self-inquiry. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so you have that So there are two different courses. There's a channeling courses, and then it's with the, is that the purging package? Okay.
Yes, that's a purging, the purging quest package, which is then five sessions.
Okay.
And the channeling course included. I will be attending a course in Belgium for Dutch speaking people, but I'm going to do one for English speaking people as well at my home in Belgium, which will be 2 weekends and a half, where we will do all the steps to get to channeling. You will receive the course and all the audio tools, and we will do like personal work in little groups as well for 2 weekends and a half, you know, getting to channeling.
I love that. I'm so glad that you're doing that. I feel that it's going to be very successful for you and for the students. That's amazing. And when does that begin?
Well, the first weekend will be May. Let me take a look. I think May 19 and 20, and then the second weekend will be June 2nd and 3rd, and then one Saturday, I think it's June 9th. And there's only room for 8 to 10 people, mm-hmm. but I'm really excited and looking forward to do that because I love to be, you know, around people and with people. Mm-hmm. I prefer working, you know, one-on-one or in group sessions with people in the physicality and not on Skype, you know. It's, you know, you can feel each other's vibe and I get together, and I'm really excited to be doing that.
I'm excited for you too, and for everyone that you know, takes, you know, that is able to join in that opportunity. It's a really really magnificent tool that is going to change, really to change their lives. And it brings us together. I love to teach as well in person. I'm glad that you're doing that, Lynn, and I'm really glad that, you know, that now you feel, you know, that, you know, because I went through the process as well, you know, I wasn't online for many months last year. You know, I'm glad that we're both sort of back, you know, not even just really online, just that we're both back, you know, really like quote unquote online, you know, that we're going, okay, you know, we've did, you know, some inner work that we had to take care of. And, you know, now we're back with new tools and, you know, new ideas, fresh ideas, that really came about as a result of us, you know, doing our work and what, you know, people are asking for and what, you know, what they need right now. So I'm really happy for you and really happy that you're teaching this course and that you have it online, which is, you know, phenomenal, because that's a lot to take it from someone who's trying to put something, these courses together that I've been teaching for years. I'm trying to get everything on PDF and ebook and all of that and recordings, and it's all so much work. So it's wonderful because you already have these tools online that people can purchase. So I recommend, you know, those that who haven't worked with Malene, just even check out her other products that she has online. You know, if you haven't worked with her before, you know, she has tools for, you know, really for every budget.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. It's a beautiful website too, Malene, really.
Thank you. There's a rate from high to low, so everyone who would like to have a kind of guidance or insight can afford that. That's how I just put up the rates. And there are crystals too, attuned crystals that I'm selling and I've been like exploring with, which is also phenomenal to feel the power that a crystal can. You know all about crystals more than I do, Paige, that still can be attuned to or just, you know, hold and emanate. It's, wow.
Yeah, the power of quartz is, you know, you know, it's really magnificent. And I did see some of your, I did see that you were working with amethyst, the frequencies of amethyst and then channeling and, channeling in with the Saint Germain and the Archangels? Is that what you're doing?
These are the new ones that I'm going to attune, so people can pre-order them, and then I will attune them to Merlin or Saint Germain energies. Why? Because Saint Germain is just, you know, my my energy. The amethyst is my energy, and the violet ray is my energy.
Yeah.
I did, like, with the last blue super full moon, blood moon, excuse me, which was on January 31st,
yeah.
I attuned some amethyst crystals to the energies of that portal, and I worked with it for days. And I have to say, the energy that the amethyst absorbed, and that I put, you know, I put them in the moonlight, and I did a meditation with the crystals for these energies to be, you know, implemented more profoundly into the crystals, where your body is then the vehicle and the conduit for that. And I have to say, these were powerful. Wow, I was even in awe when I just had them. So even the amethyst can really hold attuned frequencies very easily, like the quartz.
Oh yeah. Yeah, quartz, clear quartz, amethyst, rose quartz, aura quartz. Yeah, absolutely. Lemurian quartz. Beautiful. That's exciting. And I feel like we're just gonna keep, you know, keep on evolving. You know, we'll keep bringing forth, you know, what we're guided to share. And I'm delighted for you. I feel there's a new page. There's a new, you know, a new page, a new chapter that's opening for a lot of opportunities for us to be working together with others. So I'm just so glad that you came on the show and that you're sharing with us, you know, honestly and openly. And, you know, I love you, and I'm, you know, so respect your work and the quality of your work and the authenticity, you know, of your messages. So I just, you know, want to thank you from my heart to yours for all that you do and that you continue to do and who you are and who you be, and really emanating that, you know, your energy outward. Truly, Maline, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I have to thank you for, you know, inviting me and to be patient with me until I could give you a go and say yes, I can attend. So it has been a long wait. But I'm very happy to be back with you on the show. It always feels very natural with you, because we've been talking for a long time, and it feels like it's been 5 minutes. So
I know. I'm like, wow, we've already been gone for an hour and 5 minutes. It does happen. But and the thing is, there's so much to, you know, even talk about. But I feel like a lot of the topics too are really, you know, we talk about, you know, they're so talked about. You know, and we're not going to get into the, you know, politics and, you know, certain nitty-gritty stuff. You know, we're still going to really portray the energy of what is going on right now. And I feel that when you come on next time, you know, I do feel there's going to be a big shift in consciousness. And, you know, we'll have something even more, you know, more expansive to talk about then. But I feel today is perfect with what we've shared so far, and I really hope, you know, that our listeners will definitely check out what you're offering and the courses and the tools that you have. You know, and just thank you for being of service. You know, it's okay, really, to, that's one thing about when we understand each other and the processes that we're going through in this evolution of our consciousness and this integrating our all the aspects and doing all the release work that's required of us, is we don't need to really question, you know, if one of us can't make something or can't do something. you know, that is part of, you know, of acceptance, you know, that we have to accept within ourselves of, you know, I'm, you know, that's just not where I can put my focus right now. This is where I need to put my focus. So there's never any, as far as I'm concerned, you know, hard feelings on with you or anybody else. If, you know, if we need to cancel or if we need to do something else, it's because of a very, very, you know, important and necessary part of our ascension path. And that's, you know, where we are now. We honor and respect each other.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So is there anything else that you'd like to share before we close? I hate to close, but I'm like, I know I have to.
You were talking about, you know, next time that we'll talk, something grand will have shifted. And you know what I got? Next time that we will be on the show together, we will have experiences to talk about galactic communication and galactic contact, in a sense.
That's exactly what I was getting to.
Yeah, I should be careful with what I say.
I know, right?
It comes in too strongly. So I'm looking forward to do that, absolutely, because they're pouring in. The galactic vibes are pouring in as hell.
Yeah.
Or as, let's call it heaven.
Yes. I think that we're all for that. I really do. And I feel that, you know, for our listeners as well, that, you know, we're just a reminder, you know, for everybody that, you know, remember that we're all, you know, we're all in this together and we all have the ability, you know, to receive these frequencies. It's just a matter of how much we allow. And Malene, thank you so much, and I look forward to our next chat. And your website is malenelafont.com.
Yes.
And of course, you know, many of our listeners, you know, are familiar with you, but for those who aren't, how can they find you?
You can find me on my website, malenelafont.com. You can find me on Facebook. I have a profile where you can follow my work, where we can connect in person. I have a Facebook page called Awaken Spirit from Within. And I have a blog called pleiadedolphininfos.blogspot.be, which is actually a blog where I share my work, your work, and Rita's work, Sandra Walter's work, Natalie Glasson, so on. Patricia Carter-Robles, of course. So you can find me there also. It has a Facebook page also called Pleiades Dolphin Info. You can find me on YouTube. I have a channel where you can find transmissions, free tools. I have an Instagram, a Twitter account, all on my name. So I'm everywhere if you want to.
Just everybody Google Malene Lafont and see her
and
feelings.
See where you end up.
Huh? What's that?
And then you will see where you will end up.
Yes, you know, various realms and portals where you find Malene.
you will find an aspect or a part of me somewhere. It doesn't matter, but you will always be connected with me through that part.
Yes, and you're also on YouTube. So,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yay! Thank you, Malene. I'm really, again, so happy to have this time with you. And you know, we are just going to keep on, you know, anchoring and being the light here. And happy equinox. And
happy equinox.
And we will talk with you soon.
Thank you to the listeners, and a big hug and much love your way. I love you all. Thank you for listening, and keep the faith. You're not alone. If you have a hard time, reach out to someone that you trust. go, you know, go be with someone, you know, pour your heart out, cry, whatever is needed for you to vent in any ways that you can feel centered. Believe me, I do it too. I have those moments too. So don't feel bad about it if you're feeling down or you are having difficulties, you know. It's intense, so there's nothing wrong with you at all.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you, sister. Thank you.
In my sister.
Have a beautiful, beautiful evening.
You too. Happy Equinox again. Love you.
Love you. Bye.